Beautiful. Thanks, Dom. Thanks very much for that. Look, you're listening with Ainsley and Scott here at Live 90.5, and we're joined by Lou Grossfeldt, who is the primate coordinator here at Sydney Zoo. Welcome to Live 90.5.
Hi, good afternoon. It's so nice to have you guys here.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been a great day so far. We've had a lot of great interviews, and being able to check out the zoo here, it's almost a year old, isn't it?
Yes, this weekend is very significant for us. We've been open for a year, and hasn't it been an incredible one?
I'm sure it has, and look, given 2020, what a year to open. What a year to be, like, starting, to be going from this time last year and everything that's happened over the past 12 months. Look, have you got anything planned at Sydney Zoo?
We've always got something exciting planned,
I'm sure.
We encourage everyone to come down. Ferris wheel's gone up. We've got lots of different festive activities happening. So we've also got a pretty secret announcement to make this weekend. So come down and join us.
Beautiful. So that secret announcement, when can we hear about that?
You're going to have to hang around a little bit longer before I can announce that.
I'll definitely be hanging around, that's for sure. Now, as primate curator here at the zoo, what is your role? What do you look after?
Well, I get to boss around a great team and get to boss around a really great primate collection. My job really is to manage our very diverse primate collection. We've got baboons, chimpanzees, capuchin spider monkeys, and we are the only place in Sydney where you can actually see Sumatran orangutan. So we're pretty proud of that fact.
Lots of monkey business, eh?
I don't want to hear any monkey jokes.
Yeah, so what's the funniest thing that's ever happened at the zoo?
There's lots of funny things that happen at the zoo all the time. Working with some of the most intelligent animals, particularly the chimps, they share around 99% DNA with us. I couldn't give you one particular example. I might have to come back to you on that one, because I think in the last 12 months there's been some really amazing, funny things happen. So let me think about that and I'll come back to you.
Awesome.
We were talking earlier with David from as a reptile curator with Liam McGuire. We were on with him earlier before. And he was telling us before, as we did a bit of a walk around the zoo, about the chimps arriving here at Sydney Zoo. How would you describe it? Because he had a very distinct way of describing how they arrived.
Great question. There was such a, I don't know, an atmosphere that evening when the chimps arrived. We'd been, looking forward to them coming to Sydney Zoo for so long. And I think that whole building, that level of excitement, there was a very somber moment. Everyone was very calm. It was very surreal. And if you know anything about chimps, they're very loud, rambunctious and very active. And the night of the unloading, they were very quiet and very calm. So, and to see that first crate come out and to see that first chimp enter our brand new chimp facility was a moment that I'll never forget. And then they all just came out quite quickly after that, and to see them in their new home was probably one of the most significant moments of my career.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so have you had any baby monkeys born in the last year or two?
Oh, absolutely. What else do you do when there's COVID? So we've been very fortunate that our baboon colony here, we've had four offspring born in the last few months. So they're now just really becoming independent. They're very active. So you can come down and see our baboon colony, which we're really proud of.
Awesome. And how long does it take to actually, there's the mother?
You're talking about how long is a baboon pregnant for?
Yes, that's the word.
Thank you. So around about 4 or 5 months. If we're talking chimpanzees, though, we're talking around about 8.5 months, very, very similar to humans. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, if you do come in, have a look at our baboon colony and you'll see those infants getting around. They're really starting to grow.
So how many habitats do you look after here at Sydney Zoo?
I've got 5 in total.
Yep.
So that keeps me pretty busy, and I've got a fantastic primate team, and yeah.
How many people are in your team? Because I imagine it would be very, very difficult to look after as many primates as you do.
My team's probably the biggest, so including myself, I've got 9. So yes, it's a lot of work, but it's a great day, and it's a great journey.
And just one more thing on the chimpanzee before I hand over to Ainsley. I just heard before, and you can clarify this for me, Lou, chimpanzees, they can't swim.
Well, actually, No, they can't. So if we actually look at what swimming means, that overarm action, their shoulders are really similarly designed to ours, but they do tend to wade. So in actually that freestyle movement, no, it's not something that they naturally do. But then I ask the question, is it something that we naturally do or are we taught?
That's very true. I actually haven't thought
food
about that.
Food for thought.
It is indeed food for thought.
So Lou, on food for thought, what do these monkeys eat?
Well, you know, you hear that story that every monkey likes bananas, and I'd like to say that it's not true, but it is. But here we're really big on nutrition and giving these guys a diet that very much reflects what they would eat in the wild. So we feed a lot of vegetable-based items, so lots of green leafy vegetables. We also give them a lot of branches or browse material. So we do try to very much replicate their wild diet.
So just behind us here, where we're situated at Sydney Zoo, but just behind me, there's, I can't remember the name of the animal, but it looks like King Louie out of the Jungle Book. What type of animal is that?
Well, directly behind you is actually our orangutan facility. So, yes, and as you can see, they've got a nice arboreal facility there, so they get to, I think, have the best view of Sydney Zoo.
I imagine it would be. They're up very, very high there. They can see around, and it's currently under construction.
Oh. Yeah, we're just doing some, you know, nice additions to the facility. It's always something we try to do, you know, as the animals start to use the exhibits that we have here. We just like to add to that complexity. So we're just doing a little bit of homework, a little bit of housework there.
Yeah, for sure.
And Lou, in terms of encounters, what encounters do you have for visitors in terms of the different monkeys that they can interact or anything?
Well, we've actually got some fantastic encounters here at Sydney Zoo. We really want to be able to provide that opportunity to talk and engage with visitors about wildlife and about connecting with wildlife. And I think it's that powerful connection that makes people want to do something. So we've got a capybara encounter, which I think is pretty popular, meerkats, lions and giraffe, just to name a few. So come down and join us.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to go to some songs in just a second. We're joined by Lou Grossfeld here at Sydney Zoo. She's the primate curator. She'll be joining us when we come back from these songs and ads as well. But Dom, back to you in the studio.
Thanks, guys. Listen, that was a great interview there. I was going to say, did you know, you did know from this morning that the snake man was in with Graham and the guys, and he's forgotten a snake in the studio here. Yeah, he's here, and we've given him a name. His name is Alivey. Yeah, Alivey's in the corner. Now, one thing that's amazed me, you know how she's just told you that all the animals are really smart? Well,
yep.
get this, mate. I sort of said to Alivey accidentally, we don't get paid today, and he slid right through out the door, never to be seen
so
again.
So he's loose.
He's loose, mate. He doesn't want to know. He's not getting paid.
The Alarm 90.5, and I've got Lou Grossfeld, the primate curator, with me, and it's Ainsley Dennis, your host. So Lou, what is the life expectancy of some of the primates?
Good question. Any particular species? Should we talk chimps, which
Let's
happen
to
be
here.
My favourite?
Yep.
Well, chimpanzees in the wild can live anywhere from, say, 45 to 55. But in human care, we have seen these animals live in to their sort of 60s, even early 70s. So because, you know, obviously living in Africa has its challenges, and obviously in human care, we're able to provide really good diet, you know, a safe place to live. So
excellent.
Certainly some benefits.
Awesome. And what are some of the funny names? I heard that there's some each animal has a name. Name some of the animals.
Yeah, we do provide animals in our care with names. It does help us to be able to identify them. So our chimp group came to us from Europe. We've got some pretty cool chimp names. So Mowgli, Fritz, Mike, Sile, Ocean, Babsy. So that's just to name a few of them.
And do they respond to their names when you call them?
Essentially, yes. It's not something that we use all the time, but obviously it's a management tool that's quite effective if we are doing any sort of training or enrichment or any sort of management. So, yeah, it is something they're aware of.
So, Lou, I was going to ask you about a day in the life, but there's too much to cover, so we'll breeze across instead. Let's talk about your experience. So you've obviously got a plethora of knowledge, obviously been working in the industry for a long time. How did you get to where you are today?
Hard work and dedication, I think, probably sums it up. I've been very fortunate. I started at Taronga Zoo, I think, when I was about 22. So I was actually a school teacher, but I thought that animals were always going to be my passion. And to be honest, it was the big megafauna, rhino, giraffe, and that sort of stuff that really interested me. So I started doing some volunteer work at Taronga Zoo. And after I finished teaching my teaching qualification, I landed my first job. So it was only, I think, within 12 months I realised that maybe rhino weren't my passion. After working with the chimp group there at Taronga after just a day, I thought that's where my heart is. And so I ended up being the primate supervisor there for a few years, and I left there after about 23, and I went down to manage a small zoo in Batemans Bay called Mogo Zoo. And that was an incredible opportunity. The lifestyle, the team there, the owner, Sally Patey, was, and it was an amazing opportunity and something that I'll never forget. And then, the concept of Sydney Zoo arrived, and there was no way I could turn down an opportunity to be part of a new zoo. So Western Sydney is actually where I grew up, and so to have not only to come back home and to be close to my family, but to be and work alongside some of the most incredibly talented people that I've ever had the opportunity to work with, and to be involved in a brand new zoo is probably, I feel 30 years into my career, it's peaked, and I love it. It's been the best time of my life.
No, for sure. It looks like it's a great, and it is. It's a great organisation here. There's so much going on. Yep. There's all the staff are very helpful. How many team members do you have working here? Do you know off the top of your head?
Good question. Collectively, I'm not quite sure. So, it'd be a lot. It'd be a lot. I think there'd be a few hundred. So we are a very large, diverse group of people. So, and it's great to see people with a diverse range of skills working here. So, and you're right, we are a great place to work for.
Now, everybody seems really happy here. Everyone's been incredibly hospitable. So make sure you do come down and check out Sydney Zoo. We're always bringing tourism into Western Sydney. It's a great place, and all the team here are more than happy to help you.
I'm so curious about the secret thing on the weekend. It's really itching. I'm itching.
I thought you were going to ask me another question about the names of the chimps, but you've moved on.
No, I actually was going to ask you what sounds the chimps make, but I know that I'm not allowed to ask.
You need to get Jane Goodall to do that for you, because there's no one that does it any better. And I've heard it from her mouth myself.
Have you met her?
I feel very privileged, yes, I have. I did write a book about primates a few years ago, and I was very blessed to have Jane actually forward that book for me, and we do actually have that book for sale up in our gift shop here at Sydney Zoo. So
what's your book called, Lou?
Our Primate Family. So it's a little bit about my story, my journey with primates, but stay tuned. I'm hoping there'll be a new book and a new story to tell with a very key focus on Sydney Zoo and the joys and the stories that we have to share here.
Fantastic. Yeah, there is going to be so much coming out of Sydney Zoo, that's for sure. Now, another question I was going to ask you, Lou, was what's your favourite habitat outside of primates? But I'm assuming it would be the rhinos.
Yes, we don't currently have rhinos. So I'd have to say that because hoofstock have always been, I guess, right up there for me, I'm pretty impressed with our savannah and our boardwalk habitats. And I think they are certainly, they're very beautiful.
No, for sure.
Definitely. So I love that rhinos, by the way. I come from Africa.
They are a favourite.
Yep. So just in terms, I know that rhinos are nearing extinction. It's one of the more endangered species. And therefore, I understand it is quite a complex animal. But why is it your passion? Why the rhino?
I think for me, rhinos were, there was that prehistoric connection. You know, you look at a rhino, you can just see years of evolution and history, and you know, their strength. They seem quite aloof. There's just something very powerful, and I don't know, almost charismatic about a rhino, whichever species we're talking about, black, white, or any of the Asian species. I don't think there's any animal like a rhino.
That's for sure. And if you're just tuning in, you're joining Ainsley and Scott here at Alive. We're talking to Lou Grossfeld, the primate coordinator here at Sydney Zoo. Now, Lou, something very, very close to my heart is travelling. And having had the privilege to travel for work for other organisations, I know it is a second to none experience. It's something that is peak. You can't get much better. Tell us about your travels.
Oh, I've had an incredible journey travelling the world working with primates. So being able to do work in Africa, I spent a lot of time working in Indonesia with orangutan rescue facilities, travelled to Madagascar. I've worked with some fantastic people and organisations throughout North America and Europe. So, you know, working with animals, working with people, it's taken me around the world. So I'm like you, probably this is the longest time that I haven't been out of the country, probably like you.
Oh, look, I did a bit of country hopping for a while there. I know my family was like, literally, yeah, let's see. I know my family was kind of like, oh, it's a bit of a where's Wally with Scott? Where in the world do I just pop up? And all of a sudden it's, hey, Mum, I'm in Amsterdam. But no, seriously, traveling for work, it is a great thing. And you're ticking off most of the continents already.
Yeah, so I still haven't quite made it to South America. So I'm hoping that, yeah, that'll certainly take me there in the next year or two. So my passport's got a little dust on it now, probably like yours.
Mm-hmm, very much so.
On that South America, are you planning on going to the Amazon? And what animal species are you looking to encounter?
So South America has a fantastic group of New World primates. So capuchins, there's a variety of different tamarins. Some of our most endangered primates in the world live in South America. So obviously the Amazon, the Atlantic Forest, they're very key areas of focus where I'd like to visit. The golden lion tamarin to me has been a real success story. So it's a little orange monkey that was on the brink of extinction that, you know, through that government and zoo cooperation, we saw this monkey come back from virtually very small numbers. So I think it really highlights just that platform for that collaboration that can happen. So I'd really like to go and see that success story for myself in the wild. So.
And one last thing I wanted to ask you about, Lou, is you've obviously got a great thing happening here at Sydney Zoo.
We do.
Moving forward, what's the plan?
I can't tell you too much right now because we do want you to come back and visit. But for us, it's really, I think, about investing in what we currently have. We're always reviewing our animal collection and our habitat. So I think for us, it's really exciting that we'll get through our first birthday. It's a great holiday and festive season. So we'll just see what next year brings us.
Fantastic. We looking at any more species of primates coming? Can't tell me.
I can't tell me. Tell you. You'll have to watch.
I think you've got the secrets.
We're getting there.
Well, thank you very much, Lou.
Oh, it's been a pleasure chatting to you guys.
At the Sydney Zoo. You're listening to Scott and Ainsley at Live 90.5, as I said, at Sydney Zoo with Lou Grosfeld, the primate curator. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Christmas.
And happy birthday to the zoo.
Happy birthday to the zoo.
Back to you, Dom.
Thanks, guys. That was great. Very interesting.